What's going on, everybody? We're back for another episode. Sitting here in the home office, you know, lounging, doing some relaxing.
Which is pretty nice and comfy.
It's nice. It's a nice new space that I have here. And again, I think new spaces is kind of the common thread that we have going on right now. We have I feel like we start every one of these episodes with there's a lot going on. But we're coming off of one of the oldest events that Live Free had, our golf tournament.
A lot of fun.
Why don't you talk a little bit about it? But tell us a little bit about the event and go from there.
Yeah, so we hosted Fairchild Wheeler in Bridgeport / Fairfield. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun one, man. You know, it's our twist on what a golf tournament can be. You know, a lot of our supporters are not pro golfers and they just want to go out there and have a few beers, support a good cause, and, you know, just be social.
And be treated well.
Be treated well.
Yeah.
And I think we knock all of those things out of the park. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Everything that we do there. We don't emphasize too much of the golf. We more emphasize the fun. Mm-hmm. And the service of people, right? Their donations to us and their support really means a lot. And we want to make sure that they feel that.
Yeah.
Being a part of it the last 2 years. So previous years you were unable to join us because obviously you were teaching. Mm-hmm. Seeing it these last 2 years, what do you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know me, I like to take a step back and kind of look at the bigger things that are going on. And to me, coming into this year, what I found to be the most profound about it all is that at the core of Live Free are these people that have been there supporting it, you know, since the beginning. And we've started to do all these other events where we've added, you know, baseball jamborees, we've tapped, well, baseball's been around for a while. We've added other jamborees. We've tapped into adult sports. We've created the beefsteak dinner. You know, we've done these events that have accessed a variety of different people. And the golf tournament is great because it is largely the same group of people that have come to support Live Free in that way. You know, and I taking a step back and thinking about, like, because we came into the day a little stressed because we're trying to sell more seats to Beefsteak. We are down, you know, from where we were last year with that event. And coming into it, we're sitting here saying to ourselves, you know, why won't people buy tickets? And as I sat there watching this event, I'm like, well, it's because maybe some of our events are just little niche things that people want to come and be treated well at, like golf, you know, all these guys coming out and playing golf, having a good time, you know, waiting for their sandwich or their hot dog or like looking for the thing that was there last year, you know. But again, as everybody left, you know, I saw like three or four people walk up to Katrina and be like, we're doing it again next year, right?
It's right.
Like, yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, we have like these core, to your point, we have this core group of people. You know, there's about 60 or 70 of them that just want to come and play golf with us because it's such a fun event.
Right.
And we are obviously doing a good job creating a good event, right? Something that people love. And that's always the challenge, right? When you're building new ones like we are, what can we do that people want to just come back for, right? And we have that core audience. We have a smaller core audience with, as an example, Beefsteak. But how do we grow that, right? We have the capacity to have 800 people in that place, which would be bananas if we did that. Right. But that's the capacity. And, you know, this year we'll probably be at the same amount as last year, which is by no means like bad. Right. With 200, having 200 people in a room celebrating our work and enjoying a meal and breaking bread with us and really understanding what we do and being a part of it is super important. So whether it's 100 people, 50 people or 200 people, I think it's a success when we have that, especially at the price point that we're at. People are really, you know, really, really putting out to be there
right.
and to be a part of it.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Exactly. Right.
What I think is interesting about this is, I think that when we created Beefsteak last year, it was a good idea and it was a great way to celebrate Live Free. And we just tapped into the people that we knew, got people there and had over 200 people there. And we really feel like we delivered on that celebration of Live Free. You know, obviously there's always little microcosms of things you want to go back and edit and refine and things like that. But overall, the event itself was, it had a narrative. It had its its place in what we do. And I think now the vision of that event has come to fruition for us, where we want it to be a celebration.
Yeah.
And we want the people who play golf, the people who did 24-hour hockey, the parents who attend a volleyball jamboree or a baseball jamboree. We want them to see that this is the event we want them to come to and kind of, you know, commune together with us as we sit here and celebrate everything that we did or that we've done. So how do we try to get that message across and get more people to come to it? Maybe it is, like you said, you went right to price point. Maybe we've created something that's too high a price point for that huge amount of a community. Yeah. And I said it at golf, I do think we're at a tipping point right now where those first time users that we've accessed this year don't know that that's what beefsteak is.
Right.
You know, so how do we get them to know that that's what beefsteak is and then convert them and get them to come in, make them a conversion in that world so that we do have 800 people. I mean, when we look at just donors alone, you know, there are thousands of donors. We're probably close to, like, I'd say we're close to 1,000 participants in events, right, throughout the year. How do we get all of those people to start to see that, oh, maybe beefsteak's the other event I want to go to for Live Free? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. This event stuff is hard, right? We rely a lot on events, mostly because we want to build community. That's really the intention behind these events, right? It's to raise money and to build community. They're really hard. They're hard and they're time consuming. We personally put a lot of time and effort into it. I don't think that we've ever had an event where we're like, man, that one sucked. You know, that was a bad one. We usually leave there really high energy and feeling like most of them were successful. But yeah, just a lot of time and effort goes into it. And sometimes it makes you question, especially when ticket sales are low.
Right.
Makes you question, like, man, is this the direction that we should keep going? But the answer is always yes.
Correct.
We always end with yes. I think it's the devil playing a little game on us, like making us sweat it a little bit.
Exactly. I think that's the spiral of it all, is as you sit there and you, again, why it's taking a moment and having conversations like this are important, because you'll sit there and you'll say to yourself, you give yourself 100 reasons why financially it might not be the smartest thing for us to be doing right now. And whenever you equate finances and profit into, profit's the wrong word, like money towards the mission is the better word. When you think about all of that and that's driving what you're doing, and you stop thinking about the fact that what we're trying to do is create community. Like, the reason why the events that we plan and we execute, we don't walk away saying that sucked, is because we're good at entertaining people. We're good at making people feel connected, because authentically, we really do appreciate everybody who comes to everything that we do. Like, I can take a step back and put myself almost in every single person's shoes that's there and appreciate the fact that they made some element of a sacrifice to be there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whether it was a financial thing, whether it was a time thing. And I want to make that moment as special and as appreciative as I can for them, because I know what their presence is going to do for our mission. And I think that's why our events don't suck, is we're good at separating that. And when we're in it, that's the success of them, you know? But how do you keep, you got to keep setting goals and driving to try to make more, right?
Right, right.
You can't get rid of the idea that, and you know, X amount of dollars more in will help us continue to expand here and will help us help more families here.
Right.
Will help us. I mean, I was talking to Tyler about this, like the beauty in what we do is that we help a lot of families, right? But if you just take our numbers from last year, just families, total number of families that we serviced, like in 120 in around that area.
113.
All right. That number represents the number of kids that will be diagnosed with cancer in a week, you know, in the United States. You know, so it's like that isn't to make you take a step back and be like, man, we're not making big enough impact, but it should motivate us to want
sure
to keep going more and more and more, and not just expand and be like, we'll help everybody. Because if we did that, now we're, you know, we're trying to serve a large pizza to 100 people, right? We can't water it down. we have to figure out a way to keep expanding and keep going. And we have some models for expansion in executing our mission. We have models for expansion in going into other communities and reaching them and building our community broader, you know. But circling back to golf, it all starts with the people we know, right?
Right.
And
all right. And you see that with Courtney. She's hosting a, you know, she moved out of Michigan 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And she's hosting a golf tournament there, and it's going to be super successful. She just doesn't have the numbers that she wishes that she had.
Right. Which is it off of the model that we have going on here.
Exactly right. Right.
You think about the first event you guys did at the Sportsplex, you know, like, again, I know it was big and that there were a lot of people there, and it was bigger than like raising money and support. It was just about community, you know. Like, if you were to host that exact same event tomorrow here, how does that look, you know? And
it wouldn't be near, right, the energy behind it and the purpose behind it.
Right. Not taking anything away from what was accomplished at that. It's one of those things, right?
Like, no doubt.
You have to.
There's a flash in the pan.
You gotta be humble too sometimes and think about, like, what am I actually executing
right exactly now? Right.
And where are we going with it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. She's tapped into a whole other community.
100%. And she should be really proud of that. And tapping into that is, it's a slow grind.
Yep.
It's a slow grind. I hope she realizes that.
And it's a grind that has attrition for good reasons sometimes too. Like, not even mention people by name, but like one of our biggest supporters for Beefsteak, you know, has a wedding to attend on the same weekend that we're doing Beefsteak. Imagine that, like in the midst of October, gala season, someone's planned a wedding, which is the biggest wedding season around. Right. And he's broken up that he can't be there, you know? And does that impact us? Of course it does, you know, but, you know, we have to find a way to work around that and keep the event moving forward.
Let's go back to Beefsteak real quick, man, because I want to talk about that. You mentioned, you know, how it turned into like a celebration. Because last year when we were planning, we were like, it's not going to be live free heavy. It's just going to be a dinner. Man, did we do the right thing by really talking about live free and raising money there? You know, one of the things for me personally is taking a step back, and we talk about pausing, right? That's actually the point of this podcast, is kind of pausing and reflecting and that. And when you pause and reflect, the amount of good that live free is doing is amazing. Something I never thought could be possible, actually, like wasn't even in the vision.
Right.
Not just with helping the kids, but somebody told me a long time ago when I first started doing this that people are inherently good and people want to do good things. They just don't know how. And we, through some of these events, we are allowing them to do good through us, right? And what a special place to be. And I think that needs celebration. I think there's cause for celebration with that. And, you know, we're not stuffy guys, as you can see, shirts and lounging on, backwards hats and unshaven beards. But that doesn't mean just because we can't get all stuffy, that doesn't mean that we can't celebrate.
Correct.
And the work that we do needs to be celebrated because it is good work. And that is not just a tap on my shoulder. It's a tap on yours and Courtney's and Katrina's and Eileen's and Tyler's and Tyler and Sal and Anthony and Joseph and
Courtney.
Did I say Courtney? I thought I said Courtney, but it's that work, but it's also a tap on the shoulder, a pat on the back to the people that support us, the people that came out for golf, the people that, you know, maybe they couldn't afford $250 Beefsteak, but they can afford to, you know, buy a $50 hoodie, or the people that just said, you know, here's, you know, I have two tickets to a Yankee game, use these, right? Hey, I know this guy that may be able to, this woman that may be able to do this for you. It's the people, you know, the people that are designing our office for free, and the electrician that's there busting his butt for free to get that place ready, and the painter that took a huge production, right? All those people coming together, we're giving them a platform to do good. Those people need to be celebrated. Absolutely. It's not just us.
Correct.
You know,
I totally agree with you. And I think that's like the muse for much of what I try to do and the messaging that I try to deliver when I have an opportunity to stand up and talk about Live Free is that, and give credit to a crowd of people that are there, is that they are the main characters in Humphrey. You know, we are the support characters. You know, our mission is what we drive. We use our mission to drive, you know, all the things that we do. And then, you know, we have these people that support us that we, it's not even that we want to thank. It's like they just need to see how powerful everything they're doing is, you know, and that's what it's all about. That's hard. It's hard to get people to, I don't know, maybe we're just doing a bad job of selling what we're actually trying to do, like Beefsteak as one thing. You know, those golfers, all of them knew they were coming to play golf, right?
Right.
They knew they were coming to play golf and support Live Free in one of Live Free's oldest events, you know? And then we had some new foursomes that were there and they really enjoyed themselves. And we're like, wow, you guys really throw a good golf tournament. It's like, yeah, should come to Beefsteak. We do a good job there. I think that the vision of Beefsteak is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer to me. All right.
What's up, Vader?
And now, you know, we get the opportunity to try to get people to see that this year. So, hey, come here.
No, Vader's good. Vader's good. Vader's making a cameo.
Great shot.
Everyone say hi to Vader. What's up, dude?
Yeah,
me too. Me too, dude. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about Beefsteak. To the people that are coming, I think, you know, the people that have been there, they know what to expect with the food. It's a crazy amount of food,
right?
Good food, right? Our way,
but total. All right, Vader.
You know, there's a few adult beverages there too, but it's not just about that.
Right.
It's about celebrating people, man. It's about celebrating the Live Free community.
100%. And I see it in, I'm thinking about the ad that we run, and the ad is about everything you just said. So I think maybe this podcast, if people made it this far in, should understand. But the real ad campaign that we need for this is to let people know that this is to celebrate them as main characters in Live Free. They are the people that are there, you know, using their opportunity to be at Beefsteak as a platform of hope. And we want to show them what they've done, not just in the wall of smiles and the pictures and the stories of the families, but in our story. And like, this is what we've tried to do, and this is what you've empowered us to do. It's truly amazing. So,
yeah. Well, Vader's getting antsy, and so am I. That's 17, man.
Good one.
So this is a good one. If you're watching and you made it this far, consider purchasing a ticket to Beefsteak. It's a great time, promise.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, guys.